USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging. No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Michigan Republican says he will not seek re-election.
Representative Fred Upton, a Republican from Michigan, on Tuesday announced his retirement after more than 3.5 decades in Congress. Upton was one of the House Republicans to bail out of re-election after voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. It should be noted President Trump was acquitted from the impeachment. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Around 70,000 people filled the streets of Lawrence, Kansas to celebrate the Jayhawks NCAA men's basketball championship, and three of them fouled out, police arresting three partiers and issuing a notice to appear to the fourth. KU came from 16 points behind to defeat North Carolina 72-69 Monday night in New Orleans. Five-time Masters champion Tiger Woods says he feels like he's going to play at the Masters in Augusta this week. The tournament begins Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Democrats are growing increasingly worried about President Biden standing in the polls 7 months out from the midterm elections. Democrats for months have feared they would lose the House majority this fall, and they're worried about losing the Senate as well. New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu says many people are not happy with the Biden administration's policies.
I think 2022 is a referendum on Joe Biden and the failure of that administration. And that's typical of all midterm elections. People vote based on what's happening in their lives. Inflation hurts. High energy prices hurt. Bad policy hurts. And they know, at least at the national level, what's driving a lot of that. This one-size-fits-all Democrat solution out of Washington is a failure.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Ohio Republicans are introducing a bill similar to Florida's parental rights in education. The law would prevent schools from providing curriculum on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. Unlike the Florida bill, the Ohio bill does not prohibit classroom discussion on sexual orientation or gender identity. Gas prices down for the seventh day in a row. The AAA station survey finding the national average price is now down 1 cent to $4.17 a gallon. Gas prices are dropping as the overall price of crude oil continues to go down as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.